Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I wish to present to you a very strong emotion, the emotion of hate. And we begin this lesson with a definition of hate as is found in our dictionary and as people generally think of it. Hate, when it's considered as a verb, is to dislike intensely, to abhor, to detest, and to entertain a continued hostility towards someone or maybe something. Hate is an attitude of heart that seeks to hurt and to harm. Now, most people think of hatred as something that's altogether evil. They will say it's wrong to hate. But to hate does not always classify one as evil, and hating is not always evil. There are certain things that we're supposed to hate. But hatred is wrong when it is directed against that which is supposed to be loved. When hate is right, whether hate is right or whether hate is wrong, friend, that depends upon the object of that hate. In this respect, it's much like love. It is not right to love everything. A person can hate situations and circumstances and ideas and truth. People even hate God. And some hate sin, and what he hates determines whether his hatred is detrimental or whether it's beneficial. And anything that can be loved can also be hated, and anyone capable of loving is also capable of hating. Hate, again like its opposite, love, is in the heart of a person. You do not see hate just because you have it. You just like you don't see love. You see the manifestations of hate and love, evidences of the existence of hate and love. Hate and love, either one can actually exist before it demonstrates itself, but both of them usually come out eventually, just as love demands a demonstration. Hate also shows a demonstration, and hate will show itself in various actions. Now, we should never hate our fellow man, whether he's a Christian or not. And this kind of hatred is what we often consider first when we think about hatred. But God loved the world, and so should we. And so Jesus loved all mankind, and so should we. We're not justified in hating people, hating souls. Rather, we have an obligation to all men to preach the truth to them about the love of Christ, so hatred can be dissolved from the hearts of all. Jesus hated sin, but he always loved the sinner, and he even died that the sinner might be saved. Friend, the hatred of others has a way of backfiring and destroying the one who hates. I'm thinking just now about the book of Esther, where we read about a man named Haman, who hated a man named Mordecai. And Haman plotted different ways in which he might destroy Mordecai. But the man who died on the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordecai was Haman himself. It backfired on him. You see, hate is like a spiritual cancer that gnaws at the spirit of man until he is spiritually impoverished. Hating other people is one of the fundamental problems of our world, isn't that true? Paul described the condition of a sinful man in Titus chapter 2 as one that's hating and hating one another. And those who hate others are in darkness, 1 John 2. To hate another is sinful as murder, 1 John 3. One cannot hate his brother and claim to love God, 1 John 4. Hatred toward another will cause us to say things and to do things. Well, actually, it will damn our own soul. Now, we, of course, should never hate God. In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul wrote about those who hate God. And they are given over to a reprobate, depraved mind. They are given to sin. When people, in defiance and arrogance, refuse to live a righteous life, they're likely to display their hatred toward God. They want to eliminate God because they want to live their own way without being accountable to God. Well, the greatest commandment is, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And Jesus added, The second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What should be the Christian's attitude toward those that may hate them? Now, this is not an uncommon situation. Paul said people can become your enemy if I tell you the truth, Galatians 4:16. Jesus said in John chapter 15, If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. In Matthew chapter 10, he said, And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Again it is written, Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. O friend, we are to treat those who hate us in the way that the Lord teaches. In Matthew 5, Jesus said, Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you to love your enemies and bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. And he went on to say, For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Yes, we can deal with those who sin against us, like Haman did, who considered Mordecai to be an enemy and to his own destruction. Or we can treat them like Joseph did his brothers and forgave them. But now all hatred is not evil. There are certain things that God hates. In Proverbs 6 we learn, These six things did the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Is it not right that what God hates we should hate also? We learn that God hates every false way, Psalm 119, verse 104. And understanding the precepts of God will lead us to hate every false way. We must, however, distinguish between hatred for the false way and hatred for those who do the false way. The first we are to hate, but the second we are to love. And even as we hate the evil ways that some follow, we can be compassionate and loving toward them in seeking their salvation. Did not Jesus do this very thing? You know, even the church must at times discipline some people, but it's motivated not by hate, but by love for the truth, love for the one in sin, love for those who remain faithful that could be misled if discipline is not carried out. The Bible teaches that the Lord chastens those whom he loves, Hebrews 12 and verse 6. You see, mankind has enough burdens in life without being bent with false ways. A way that may seem right to a man is not right. Doctrines and precepts make men vain worship. Matthew 15 and verse 9. We must war against the false way and have no part in it. Ephesians 5 and verse 11. Lest souls be overtaken in trespasses. We can make the word of God of none effect by our human traditions which people hold as opposed to God's will. Matthew 7 and verse 13. You see, friend, the early Christians learned to hate sin in every form. In Jude 20, But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Paul wrote, Abhor that which is evil, but cleave to that which is good. Now in the Bible we read the word hate sometimes. It means love less. For instance, if a man come to me, Jesus said, and hate not his father and mother, wife and children, brethren and sisters. Well, he means to love less. He doesn't mean to have an animosity toward them. It means a priority that the love of God must be first. The same thing is taught in Matthew chapter 6. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We all have even any number of authorities over us in our life. There's authority in the home, in our business, in the school, in society. But the meaning that Jesus says that we shall not place any authority superior to the authority of the Lord. That will be an attempt to serve two masters. We can't serve two masters at once with equal loyalty and be pleasing to God. And anything we hate, any time that we hate, there ought to be love as the motive for that hatred. To hate for the sake of hatred will profit nothing. In fact, that will actually be harmful to everything and to everybody. We must hate with the right motive for that hatred, and that motive for hatred is love. Now, that may seem strange, but there are things that we should hate because we love, and there are things that we are not to hate because we love. It would seem that every Christian would desire to have it justly said of his life and of his attitude. He hated what God hates. He loved what God loves. And it's been said about one person that he loved God so much that he hated everything that offended God. Well, that should be the way it is with every Christian. Love for God is the motive for hating evil. Now, our Savior has shown us by word and by deed how to hate and how to love, what to hate and what to love. And may we learn from him and partake of his ways, walking in his footsteps that will lead us to the eternal glory in heaven. Friend, let us not be misled by the things that are going on in our world, where there is so much hatred one toward the other. Let us try to promote the idea of a proper hatred, but let us attempt to advance the love that God wants us to have for those things that are good and right and holy. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.